USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is blasting the idea of mail-in voting during the 2020 general election.
This has more to do with fairness and honesty and really our country itself. Because when that starts happening, you don't have you have a rigged system.
President's comments coming on the heels of West Virginia's attorney general announcing criminal charges against a mail carrier in connection with alleged manipulation of absentee voter requests. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a new rule allowing for proxy voting is fully consistent with the Constitution, Pelosi dismissing a new GOP lawsuit aimed at blocking it. The House meets Wednesday to begin consideration of several bills and will hold a vote series that will allow proxy voting on the House floor for the first time in the history of the body. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the latest on a possible new coronavirus stimulus bill, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it is likely that Congress is going to pass another coronavirus bill to help the economic recovery.
In my view, it ought to be very carefully targeted to correct the mistakes that we certainly made in passing a multi-trillion-dollar bill in 1 week.
McConnell saying the Senate will not pass a bill that does not include liability reform so as to reassure that small business owners will not face an avalanche of lawsuits after the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll released on Tuesday found that nearly two-thirds of teachers say they haven't been able to do their jobs properly since the health crisis upended traditional learning. Meanwhile, 1 in 5% say they do not plan on coming back to school in the fall. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says a U.S. trade deal with China is sticking around for now.
The trade deal is intact for the moment, or so the Chinese say. So that's okay, and we'll see whether they implement it on schedule or not.
Kudlow also telling Fox News, though, that does not mean we will forget China's other bad behavior.
There's a number of issues where China has done very badly, very, very badly. I mean, they've concealed non-transparencies, putting it mildly. They've basically concealed facts and information about the origins of the coronavirus.
Michigan Republican State Senator Tom Barrett is claiming that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her staff duped him into a cover-up after the governor's office adamantly denied that Whitmer's husband had tried to use her position to convince a dock company to quickly get the family's boat on the water ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Whitmer, talking about her husband's actions, says,
"My husband made a failed attempt at humor last week when checking in with the small business that helps with our boat and dock up north. Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue. Obviously, with the motorized boating prohibition in our early days of COVID-19, he thought it might get a laugh. It didn't. And to be honest, I wasn't laughing either when it was relayed to me."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.